And the Bible does say in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation, there will be 10 kings allied and united together who will give their power and strength to a supranational dictator called the beast in biblical prophecy. In the 13th chapter, the first beast of Revelation 13 is that beast power, the very same as the fourth beast of the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. Now, those biblical prophecies relate to today. There are reasons for wars getting started. Wars get started because sometimes of a scarcity of food. There have been food wars. There was one war that got started over a soccer game. Wars get started over territorial lust, desires, and acquisitions. Wars get started over trade, over the imbalance of trade, over one nation getting an advantage over another one because of a superior workforce, because of lower incomes, because of a more rigid standard of living, and because of higher productivity. And that's what's happening between Japan and the United States. But wars get started, too, when nations suddenly lose wonderful economies, high standards of living, affluence, and wealth, and are plummeted down into grinding poverty and despair. The German people, I am not attacking at all. I'm merely saying that there are certain ethnic proclivities in this world. When you think of the inscrutable Chinese, you think of the stolid Russians, you think of the imperturbable British, you think of the savoir-faire of the French, you think of ingenuity of the Yankees, you think of certain nationalistic characteristics of certain peoples. There is an industry, a Teutonic desire for hard work and a tendency to seek solutions in the arms of a strong man that still beats in the German breast. And any sudden toppling of the West German economy could lead toward a screeching 90-degree right turn in the direction of German politics. No, we are right now in the offing of a gigantic shakeup economically. We could slip from a recession into a deep, great depression. And if we do, and the Western world is completely impoverished, we're going to see the second time around the Italians, the Germans, the French, other people leaping into the arms of despotism. We're going to see the rise of dictatorships in this world. And you are going to see a strength and a purpose that is going to stagger your mind when you see what that 10-nation combine will do to protect its energy sources. They will do what the United States is unwilling and unable to do, because we have lost the pride of our power. But there is a new prideful power emerging on the world scene, and they will have the power and the pride and determination to use it. And the Bible plainly shows in Revelation, the 17th chapter, a 10-nation combine of kings receiving power as kings, 1 hour with the beast. And the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel talks about that king of the north who is going to go into that area of the south, and it describes the nations that he will overthrow. And it includes some of those nations of the Middle Eastern area. You are going to see a West German combine, a West German government at the head of a 10-nation combine in Europe, who will move into the Middle East and occupy it and keep open those supply lines coming to fuel a staggering, faltering economy. But first you're going to see the rise of despotism, of nationalism, of dictatorships. You're going to see world trade the way we know it today break completely down. You're going to see terrible hostility beginning to emerge between Japan and the United States. Leaders of government are even now warning of a coming trade war between Japan and the United States, but I was warning of that in the magazine for which I was writing then, and the radio programs then, 15 years and more ago. Going to Japan and writing about the future super giant of the Orient before anyone else did, because I know exactly what biblical prophecy says is going to occur.